Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Today's podcast will have a little bit more of a serious tone, because while today is a holiday, it's not the kind of holiday you throw a party for. Today is Ash Wednesday. Let me first ask you this question. Have you ever needed to apologize? I'm sure you have, because we all have. We've all said or done things that hurt other people's feelings. Sometimes it's on accident, but sometimes we might have felt like being mean in the moment because we were mad. I've also had to apologize before when I've let someone down. I promised to be somewhere or do something, and either I forgot or something else important came up, and I end up breaking my promise. I definitely feel like I should say sorry when that happens. Sometimes saying sorry is enough. Sometimes, though, it can be helpful to show that we're sorry through our actions as well. This could be by adding a hug or a handshake, or it could be by saying it won't happen again, and then working hard to try to do the right thing and honor our commitments in the future. Well, Ash Wednesday is a holiday where we reflect on the fact that we all make mistakes and make choices that hurt our relationship with God. We do things or say things we know we aren't supposed to, and we don't do things or say things when we know we should. Now, here's the thing. God knows the mistakes we've made, and God knows we're going to keep making mistakes, but God doesn't love us any less. However, they are still mistakes, and it's still important that we say sorry. Now, we can say sorry to God anytime, and we should. When I realize I've messed up, I usually say a prayer in my head asking for forgiveness. Every Sunday at our church, we pray a prayer like that together because we all have mistakes from the week that we need to say sorry for. And once per year, we have this specific day, Ash Wednesday, where we say we're sorry and we also add an action to it, which is usually putting the sign of the cross using ashes on your forehead, or with kids, we sometimes do it on the back of your hand. To answer a question I get often, the ashes are from burned up palm branches, sometimes even the palms a church used in another special worship service called Palm Sunday. We'll talk about that in a few weeks. So it's a little dirty, but totally safe. Ash Wednesday begins a new season in the church calendar called Lent. Just like the season of Advent helped us prepare for and get the most out of the celebration of Christmas, Lent does the same thing for the celebration of Easter. During Advent, we focused on themes like hope, peace, joy, and love because they're what Jesus was bringing with him when he was born and came to be with us. We begin Lent by focusing on our mistakes and our need for God's forgiveness because Easter is all about the loving forgiveness God wants to give us. Why don't you take the next few moments to think about something you might need to say sorry for, either to God or someone you know? Since this can be a very personal thing, I'm okay if you just want to think about it. But if you're comfortable, it might actually help to share it with your family so they can tell you that they love you and want to help you find the right way to apologize. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Okay, like I said in the beginning, this is more of a serious episode, but that's okay. I'm proud of you for hanging in there with me. It's important for us to talk about tough things on occasion because they're a part of life. We need to learn how to think about them and talk about them and do something about them. If you want to, you can look for an Ash Wednesday service for your family to attend. Lots of churches do them in the evening. My church actually does it during the lunch hour. You might also find some churches that don't do a full worship service, but do offer to give you the ash symbol on your way to school or work. In your wind-down time tonight, something meaningful you could do is look each other in the eye and say something like, "Even though I make mistakes and you make mistakes, we love each other, and God loves you too. And then maybe you can do a big family bear hug. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we love you so much, but despite our love for you, we still make mistakes that can hurt our relationship with you. On this Ash Wednesday, we say we're sorry, and we seek to better follow you. More than anything, thank you that you hear us and forgive us. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a meaningful Ash Wednesday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.